Sunday 7:325, this is a teaching called Take My Yoke Upon You. We're going to turn to Matthew chapter 11. Start with verse 28 there. Jesus says here, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." A yoke, if you've ever seen like draft horses or oxen, they're yoked together. It actually means a coupling, a pairing together. It means servitude or like a beam of balance. Like with the two oxen or the two horses, it distributes the weight evenly where one doesn't carry the whole load. And that's what Jesus does. He's along to help us not carry a load. He's there to help us with it. Galatians. This is Galatians 5:1. Well, that's not what the scripture is. Just a minute. Well, it would help if I got in the right book. Hold on. Okay. Galatians 5:1 says, "To stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." That's what the Lord spoke to me yesterday. Take my yoke on you. Don't carry a load. You don't have to. Entangled means to ensnare or keep a grudge. In other words, just a bad mindset. Okay. Just keep listening to these scriptures as I go on. The next one is 2 Peter. This is a short teaching. 2 Timothy 2:20. No, I'm sorry. 2 Peter 2:20. Verse 20, "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than to, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire." In other words, it gets so hard, they turn back to old mindsets and old ways. That's entangled, to entwine or involve with. See, that's what the enemy, as a roaring lion, he goes about seeking whom he may devour. He's trying to get you entangled with all the cares and all the things that you've dealt with all your life, instead of letting the Lord yoke up with you, take his yoke upon you. He'll come alongside to couple with you to help you walk it through. Okay, let's keep going. 2 Timothy 2. Starting with verse 1 there. "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. In the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." In other words, he's single-minded. We're on a mission. We're here to do what the Lord is requiring of us, not to get entangled with the affairs of the world. And if a man also strive for mastery, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, but that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strives. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the knowledge of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Entangleth there means to intertwine or involve with. I want to read Matthew 11 out of the Amplified again, 29 and 30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle, meek, and humble, lowly in heart, and you will find rest, relief, and ease, and refreshment, and recreation, and blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is wholesome, useful, good, not harsh, hard, sharp, or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant. My burden is light and easy to be borne. Jesus knew what he was talking about. Okay, I got just a few more scriptures here. Matthew 22. We haven't been left here as orphans to struggle and try to do it ourselves. This is Matthew 22:15. It says here, then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. That means to ensnare, entrap. Jesus refused to let them do this to him, and we must take his same mindset and not allow Satan to steal our words. He comes to steal the word and replace them with his words like it's too hard or anything negative to keep our faith from operating. Okay, I'm going to read some more scriptures here and we'll be done. Hebrews chapter 4. Told you it was short. Starting with verse 1, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left of us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that entereth into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. One more scripture, 1 Timothy 6. Starting with verse 11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. I don't think there's anybody on the earth that's ever been under such duress as Jesus, but he maintained a good confession before Pontius Pilate. That thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.